For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. Governor Mike Parson is making his case for a full four-year term. The GOP chief executive spoke at length on St. Louis Public Radio's Politically Speaking podcast about reducing the COVID-19 pandemic and getting a handle on violent crime. He contends he's tackled the hard issues to earn the vote of Missourians over Democratic State Auditor Nicole Galloway. Parson also says he's not concerned that a smaller margin of victory for President Donald Trump would affect his chances. He says he's made a conscious effort to build consensus across the state.
And I think that's what people want in a governor. I don't think the diverse side of it, I don't think people being divided as we see in the country is what people want.
Both Parson and Galloway have spoken on St. Louis Public Radio's Politically Speaking podcast. You can listen to those episodes on their website. A Missouri appeals court has ruled that voters using mail-in ballots cannot return them in person. The 8th Circuit Court of Appeals ruling yesterday means mail-in ballots must be returned to election officials through the U.S. mail. Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt argued in a legal filing that changing the rules for mail-in voting after it has already started would confuse voters. A St. Louis-based nonprofit named the Organization for Black Struggle filed a federal lawsuit against the state's mail ballot restrictions. Voters who have not returned ballots will need to do so soon because they won't be counted if they're not received by Election Day. Several medical marijuana dispensaries opened this week in the St. Louis and Kansas City areas. As St. Louis Public Radio's Corinne Ruff reports, one local grow-your-own cannabis advocate says the price points are too expensive for some patients.
Getting medical cannabis from a dispensary may be the most convenient option for a lot of people, but it can be pricey. Dawn Abernathy is encouraging more people to consider growing their own cannabis or working with a licensed caregiver who can do it for them. Abernathy works at FleurVert Academy's virtual clinic, matching patients with caregivers. She says caregivers who grow can't charge for the plant, but can negotiate the cost of their services depending on circumstances.
Now, their time, their energy, their, you know, expertise, their utilities, that has to be compensated. And that's where the negotiations come in. You can do sweat equity. Some people barter.
Caregivers can only assist three patients at a time. Abernathy says that allows patients to have a more personal experience adding cannabis to their health care. I'm Corinne Ruff.
Columbia Public Schools Superintendent Peter Stiepelman announced his retirement yesterday. Stiepelman also announced he would be contributing $50,000 to the Nature School, the CPS Japan Connection Trip, and Como Ed Future Teacher Program. Columbia, Missouri National Association President Kathy Steinhoff says she was saddened by Dr. Stiepelman's planned retirement. Stiepelman's long-term retirement plan has been in place for several years, according to district spokesperson Michelle Baumstark. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.